Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Deputy Chairperson Joyce Kazembe said the new voter registration exercise failed to kick off because of what she termed administrative problems. Under the new constitution, the electoral body is required to supervise the registration of voters for a period of 30 days. Kazembe says some logistical issues still need to be addressed first before the exercise can start.
No, I'm such a standard. The reason general of voters needs to deploy machine. What I'm saying is that it will begin soon. The preparations are going on to deploy machine.
MDCT Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa told Studio 7 by phone the failure by ZEC to resume the voter registration exercise has an impact on the date of elections, which the Supreme Court declared should be held by end of July this year. He added ZEC should also announce the registration centers in advance to ensure as many people as possible register as voters. Political parties are expected to meet with ZEC officials tomorrow to discuss problems affecting the commission ahead of the elections. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo, who said he was in a meeting. Kazembe said it's all systems go if modalities are put in place. Treasury has so far released $20 million to finance the new voter registration exercise, although the electoral body had requested more funds. Although the Supreme Court piled pressure on Harare to hold elections by July 31, the government has not yet found the $132 million required to hold the polls. President Mugabe told the state media in Japan, where he was attending the 5th Tokyo International Conference for African Development at the weekend, that Zimbabwe will fund the elections, though it will accept assistance from SADC. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.